I may have heard those. I don't, not much, but I may have. That's,
okay.
Excuse me.
All right, and if you're, if you have some lightning with the rain, what kind of storm would you call that?
Thunderstorm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this verb, if you get your clothes up on the line, but the wind came along and did what?
Blew them off. Mm-hmm. Or dried them.
Okay. I was after blue, right. The wind has
blown.
Okay. It sure did very
blow.
Okay. What would you, which direction would you say the wind's coming from if it's coming from that direction?
East.
Okay, and that would
be, no, it'd be west, I guess.
Okay. I'm just after the points on the compass. You'd say the wind's out of the
West.
And then if it's that way, it's
out of the east. South. North.
Okay. What about if the wind is between the south and the west? You would say it's a
southwesterly wind.
Okay. And if it's between south and east would be
southeasterly.
And north and east.
Northeasterly.
And north and west.
Northwesterly.
Okay. Say if you went out, it's in the, if you went outside, it's raining, but you barely got wet, you'd say it was just a,
just sprinkling, or drizzling, just a drizzle.
Okay. Do you have a name for a rain that doesn't last very long at all?
Shower.
Okay. If you're driving along and you come to a low place in the road, you might go through all this white stuff that you can barely see through. That would be
fog.
Mm-hmm. What kind of day would you say it is?
Foggy.
Mm-hmm. All right. What about the kind of weather we've been having, and it hasn't rained for a pretty long time, you'd say you're having a
drought.
Any other term for
dry spell?
Yeah, now is there a difference?
I think a drought would be more severe and more prolonged than a dry spell.
Okay. What about if the wind has been very gentle, but it's gradually getting stronger, you'd say the wind is doing what?
Picking up.
Okay. And if it's the opposite, if it's been very strong, but it's gradually getting more gentle, you'd say it's
dying down.
Okay. What about if you go out in the weather, it's a little on the cool side, you know, not uncomfortable, just kind of invigorating. You'd say it's kind of
chilly.
Okay. A computer terminal up front?
Well, it's a computer. It's not just the terminal. It's a, he's an accountant.
Oh, yeah.
And so he uses that. He's kind of had trouble out of that thing. It's, his programs aren't correct, and they,
What type is it?
Gosh, I don't know. No, it's not IBM. I think it's DEC. I think it's Digital Equipment Company, but I'm not really sure. I can't understand anything about those things.
Yeah, well, that's interesting.
He's really sort of learning. He's probably had it a couple of months, but it's, you know, it's, they're not simple as a typewriter.
I imagine.
And he's trying to figure it out, I think.
Yeah.
And I don't think, really, he's using it to its fullest capacity. He just doesn't, you know, he's just not sure about, you know, it's just going to take time to sort of grow into it, but it's you know, it'll be a help to.
Sure, that is so. Okay, you're telling me it's chilly. Have you ever heard things like people say it's a little airish out here?
Mm-hmm. A little airish. I think that means cold. Mm-hmm. Cool.
What about nippy?
Nippy, occasional.
All right. And if you go outside and there's a light coating of white on the ground, you'd say you had a
frost.
All right. Is there any difference between? Would you have another name for one if it was severe, you know, would kill the plants?
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Let me think. No, maybe a hard frost last night.
Yeah. Okay.
Or heavy frost, I guess it'd be.
Do you hear killing frost?
Never have heard that, I don't believe.
Okay. And you'd say it was so cold last night that the lake did what?
Froze. Mm-hmm. Or froze over.
Okay. And if it gets much colder, the pond might
freeze over.
Mm-hmm. Everything around here has
frozen.
Okay. This expression, sometimes you hear or you feel that your good luck comes just a little bit at a time, but it seems like your bad luck comes.